Today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence that comes through technology and your sovereignty, your energetic sovereignty, being able to maintain who you are despite what comes through or you engage with. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit, and then we're going to have some energy suggestions for you and other MP3s that you can listen to. You know, each time there's a new challenge from technology, a solution comes to light as well. You may have heard there's a lot of technologies these days that has been combining with artificial intelligence. And it's pretty good at delivering control and weakening your sense of sovereignty. I have noticed this with television, and even more so online. Fake news, alternative realities, and experiments in controlling people come through, and in some instances, I feel they may not even be aware of the power behind what they're transmitting. They may not realize where this is originating from. AI transmissions create an addictive feedback loop, you know, where data gathering that uses your searches to feed you products and news create a loop that excites a sense of control. And it's pretty good at affecting your will and your sense of sovereignty, and it also makes money for somebody. There is a financial gain. Each click makes money. Each time we click, there's a strong possibility someone is gathering more information about you and what excites you and what you want to see. And sometimes news is created for that. Do you like to be excited? Let me give you exciting news. Do you want to be scared? Let me give you frightening news. Do you want to find evil intent in a politician? Let me give that to you. These are loops that are created. And if you notice, people become quite addictive to it. And then that is the most important thing and the only information they really want to hear. It's really quite amazing how this has evolved with technology and how much stronger it is than it used to be. You yourself may have experienced a loss of a friend whose fears became weaponized in the service of propaganda, fake news, fake facts, where they no longer live in the same world you do. While we are all growing very fast, there's a baseline of truth that assists all of us. When the crazy information age gets overwhelming, remember, the sun rises at a certain time. You breathe, you stand, you move. Flowers bloom, babies are born, and into that reality is where we want to meet humanity. Grounding in simple reminders of earth-based truth assists when too much information is daunting or overwhelming. Walking on the earth, observing, and being in nature is the best remedy for these times. Nature is the feedback loop that nurtures your body, mind, and soul. So step away from the computer, the phone, and the TV when things get to be too much, or you get one of those headaches from resisting something you know not to be true that is attempting to overwhelm you with its own reality force. Sometimes we experience a psychic or physical pain after these exposures. The refined antenna-like energies that come out in all angles of our body, including the diagonal, can become overwhelmed and almost disabled and blackened when we have these exposures. The more refined our energy is, the more we've been building it, the more painful this could be. It doesn't take long, however, to rebuild and repair the energies that have been harmed or disabled from the artificial intelligence. I have tools that I use, using the rose gold energy, and I'm going to give you an MP3 for that. I recommend using it before you engage with any technology, just until we build up a strong new way of being around these new energies. To continue, go ahead and move to the next MP3. Thank you.